The same great folks who bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swanstone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com. And see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
Putting the pieces together on state politics, trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7, as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.
Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition at newsradiomagazine.com. Check us out online. Send us an email. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. All is well. All is well, folks. Everything is just hunky-dory. Joining us again is Steve Selengut. He's an author and expert investment manager. His book, The Brainwashing of the American Investor. Maybe the timing is pretty good on this book, folks. I got to tell you, Steve, the more I think about the individual family investor, the individual that's going out and trying to invest on his own, there is, to me, so many things that we just don't know. You can point to Enron, you can point to, you could even point to, pretty much any company, but, there's some penny stocks even. You look at some of those. You really don't have a clue where they really are. Do you disagree?
I think you have the capability of finding out exactly where they are, what their finances are, what their capitalization is, if you even understand those terms, how they finance their operations, how many. You can find out all that information. It's right there at your fingertips. But there is so much information that there's a thing called analysis paralysis.
Right.
That a lot of people get because they can't pull the trigger because there's just too much input coming in. They can't make selection decisions. So what I try to do for people is teach them to create a manageable selection universe. Okay? Kind of a conflict of terms there, a big term like universe and a manageable one. But what you do is you limit yourself to a certain level of quality, and I use Standard & Poor's rating system to make a selection universe is that small, what I call investment-grade value stocks, which is different from just value stocks that if you look it up on Google, you'd see that. Almost anything can be a value stock, like right now when all the prices are down, okay? But investment-grade value stocks are a cut above that. And if you limit yourself to those and then you set up criteria when I will consider buying them and how I will target selling them, most investment strategies, most investors do not have a clear idea of exactly what they want from this particular stock. If I buy anything, I plan on selling it. And I plan on selling it as fast as I possibly can. And if I can get 10%, I'm a happy camper.
Really? Okay.
Because if I can do that, I know I can find other stocks that are down in price where I would consider buying them. There's only been one time in my history of managing money for people that I've had less than two buying opportunities on my list. And, you know, you go right in there and you buy something else. You're running a investment portfolio, an equity portfolio, just like you would run a corner hardware store.
Now, you're talking about the... That you're kind of giving me mixed information here. Maybe I'm getting this wrong, Steve, but you talked about, because, you know, part of the conversation was that long-term investing, is something that you'd like people to strive for, and I'd like people, that would be great if we could do that. I come back and say, I don't think people can invest long-term right now until they have their basics set up and that they have them, you know, some place to live, that then they have some of the basic things. The credit card's kind of paid down and they got a handle on things.
Right.
So you're not really talking about long-term here. You're trying to, what I'm hearing anyway, Steve, is that you're talking about short-term.
I'm talking about a long-term plan that involves a realistic idea of what actually happens in the stock market. The volatility of the stock market has always been there. It's not going away. You have to use that to produce the necessary growth in a portfolio. You have to say, okay, I'm gonna put on my shelves. I'm gonna put 15 very high quality products. If somebody comes in and they want to pay my profit margin, I'm going to sell it to them, and then I'm going to buy some other high-quality product and put it on my shelves and repeat the process if I can. In a correction environment, you don't get an opportunity to sell too many of your goods. The merchandise sits on the shelves for a long time, sometimes for years. Okay. If it's a rapidly rising, hot economy where everybody wants this merchandise, you can turn it over more quickly.
Okay? All right.
Because you've asset allocated, and the asset allocation is the long-term controller, let's call it that. It's the referee. Hey, Steve, long-term, you want to have 30% of your assets in fixed income. You just took a profit on that stock. You got to dump 30% of that profit into the income-producing portfolio so that it continues to grow over time. In the income-producing portfolio, you recognize that bond-type investments do not fluctuate as often or as much as stocks. These are, in the most case, you're prepared to hold them forever until they mature.
Okay.
So it's part of a process that is controlled. The long-term nature, the allocation is controlled, is the controller, and it goes forward in that case. If my XYZ company does not go up my 10% to make my profit, I hold on to it because I'm buying it. I know it's a good company. It's solid. It pays dividends. That's another one of the features of this investment-grade value stock I talk about. It pays dividends. It's paying me something for holding on to it. Typically, these stocks will fluctuate with the markets, and you will have opportunities to sell them at a profit, buy more of them even cheaper without spoiling another key word to investors just starting out, your diversification model, meaning you never put yourself in a position where more than 5% of your portfolio is in any one security. Now, just think back to, you mentioned Enron, I believe, earlier. Mm-hmm. Just think if the financial advisors for the people who were invested in Enron looked at their portfolios and said, hey, Charlie, you got 50% of your portfolio or 100% of your investment portfolio in one company. You know,
right.
If they require you to do that, go find another company because that's as dangerous as it gets.
Okay.
Enron was a company that was A-minus rated or A-rated by Standard & Poor's. It paid a dividend. It was extremely profitable. Nobody knew it was cooking the books, but by all indications, it was an investment-grade stock.
Even what you're saying, though, is even if you get all the good signs, make sure that I liken it this way. It's like, I'll give you my hand, but I'm not giving you the arm.
Exactly.
I'll give you the finger, but I'm not giving you the hand.
Absolutely. So if you had less than 5% invested in Enron, as my wife happened to in her portfolio, and it went to zero, she never even knew.
Right.
Never even know because it wasn't a significant portion of the portfolio. and you have to control that. Most people get greedy. I know a lot of people, hey, it went up again today, I got to go buy more. You know?
Right.
These are not, those are not proper investment decisions, but exactly, but it's exactly what the media and Wall Street want you to do.
Why do you think they want you to do that?
Because it's easy. It's always easy to go with the flow. You never get sell advice from Wall Street because you know you can. You know they don't want ever be wrong. What if it continues to go up? The average guy looks back over his shoulder and says, "Oh my God, look how much more I could have made." When most often they look back over their shoulder later and said, I didn't sell that. Now I'm going to lose money on it. I'm mad. I'm going to sell it and lose money. You know."
Yeah, joining us today on News Radio Magazine, Steve Selengut. When we get back, we're going to talk about taxes. There's a recent survey that says that no tax cut has ever paid for itself. Can you believe that? I guess to me it's a matter of where the money is when you get a tax cut. Is it in your pocket to invest and prepare for your future and your children's future? Or is it in Uncle Sam's pocket? Obviously, we know what they would prefer. More right after this with News Radio Magazine. Don't go anywhere.
The same great folks who bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swanstone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.